Aging Today is made possible in part by FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy and the Claude Pepper Center, researching the challenges and possibilities of an aging society.
I'm Ann Barrett, Director of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, and this week's Aging Today question is, do weather emergencies affect older adults differently? Although older adults are less than 20% of the population, there are 50 to 75% of people who die following disasters like hurricanes. Health limitations are a key reason. Many older adults have multiple chronic conditions, limitations in daily activities, or declining vision and hearing, making it difficult for them to prepare for and respond to weather emergencies. They also tend to be less well prepared than younger adults. For example, by having participated in a disaster preparedness program, knowing the location of their evacuation shelter, or having a household member who drives. Although family and friends can fill some of these gaps, it's neighbors that are especially crucial. They give older adults more help following disasters, like providing a place to stay, cleaning up debris, cooking meals together, and offering visits for heat or air conditioning while home repairs are completed.
Listen to archives of Aging Today at wfsu.org/agingtoday. Aging Today is a service of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, the Claude Pepper Center, and WFSU. Content provided is the opinion of the sponsors and not of WFSU.